I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
And here is Bernie Miklas. I love this segment. Get to spend a good 10, 12 minutes with my pal. How are you, buddy?
I've listened to most of the show today. Outstanding work. Outstanding.
Oh, man. Thank you. It's been something I've been sitting on for a while. You know this. You know I love our fans. I mean, if I could be anywhere in sports, it would be there are two places that warm my heart. You know I love my alma mater, and I've got myself a football team now, and I love our basketball tradition at Indiana. But, man, do I love Cardinals baseball and Cardinals fans, and especially. And so that's why sometimes I have to take a step back and listen to what they have to say, even if it's the most negative, sometimes disheartening stuff, because it's how they feel. I can't change how they feel. It's how they feel. But I do sometimes have to offer some sort of insight, because as I've told them for many years, Bernie, I'm not too far from you folks, but I have some good access. And so I get to hear behind the scenes what's going on. And my information tells me that the Cardinals are on a path that they needed to put themselves on. And we'll just have to let it play out. It's just that simple. And it's hard sometimes to convey that and not get blowback. It's just the way it is.
Yeah. And I got mixed feelings on it. I mean, I do love Cardinals fans, and this is a great baseball town, and I'm steadfast in my belief of that. But you and I were chatting a little bit, and the one thing, listen, I'm with you because I listen to you take all those calls, and I agree with what you said. I mean, fans are entitled to their feelings. They're entitled to spend the money how they wish. It's their money. It's their time. And if they don't want to go to the ballpark, they don't have to go to the ballpark. They shouldn't. If they believe the Cardinals have to, in effect, reestablish or re-earn that trust, well, that's fine. That's fair. Again, no one should tell the fans how to feel. Now, this is you know, there's another aspect to this that does bug me, and I think this is why some Cardinals fans, frankly, dislike me. Because even though I want their opinions, I take their opinions to heart, I really want what people have to say, I don't have to agree with all of it, though. And, you know, respectfully, I just don't have to agree with all of it. And so if I say, well, I hear where you're coming from, but that's just not correct, And people seem to take that personally. And I don't know why. I mean, we're either going to discuss some stuff and go back and forth and exchange ideas or not. We don't have to agree, you know? And I, you know, but like you had one of the callers earlier, and he said, he said the DeWitts were, you know, they're no better than the Bidwills. What? The Bidwills owned the football team here for 28 years. They made the playoffs three times. They never won a postseason game. And when they were in the postseason games, they got blown out, all three of them. The Cardinals under Bill DeWitt, you know, what is it? They've been in the playoffs, what, 17 times in 30 years, maybe that. But anyway, in terms of winning records, you know, since DeWitt became the owner, the Cardinals are fifth in regular season winning percentage, and they've won more postseason games than any team in the National League. Did the DeWitts and John Mozeliak screw this thing up by letting their model get outdated and maybe getting complacent and maybe, you know, sort of anticipating they had to freshen things up? And they knew that there was slippage in the player development system, and they took way too long to address that. So I'm not sitting here. My goodness, I probably got to, you know 100 columns over the last couple 3 years about how many things they screwed up. But you just hear all these things like somehow they're the Bidwills. What? I mean, come on. I was telling you, it's like the gentleman was entitled to his opinion. I don't have to agree with it, and I think that. We and I'm guilty of this too. Sometimes we all get really frustrated, and we let the anger get the best of us, and then we say stuff that just goes like so ridiculously far that it lacks all credibility. There have been a lot of things to criticize about the Cardinals, and I have done it. But what I won't do, I refuse to do, is to act like the entire 30-year body of work hasn't been exceptional overall. And I would ask this question. There's 30 franchises in the major leagues. How many fan bases would trade their last 30 years for what the last 30 years have been in St. Louis? Not many. I'm guessing not many. You have Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox, Giants won 3 World Series. I mean, it's certainly fewer than 10. I would say it'd be closer to 5 or 6.
I think, you know,
it's like, why? Okay. We all are upset and ticked off and very critical for valid reasons about how they let this thing slide. Right.
Mm-hmm. I think
I do not, however, like act like everything that happened before that never happened or it doesn't matter. To me, that is an unreasonable opinion.
When you're part of an historic franchise, but most importantly, when you're part of a passionate fan base, whether this is college sports, pro sports, there are a handful that have that extreme passion. When it's good, it's really, really, really good. I mean, it is just, there's nothing like it. But when it doesn't go well, it can be the opposite side, and it can really, really go sideways because the fans are very passionate. They're very smart. They've invested a lot. And so, you know, the teeth will come out and they will get angry, and it does happen. It happens in other sports and with other teams too. I just hope, and I think he's up for it, that Chaim Bloom knows what he's getting into here. If he does get this thing back to where it used to be, he will go down in history. If he does one little thing that people don't like, they're going to say, "Bah, see, I told you." And it's going to they'll go up against him too. I mean, this is not going to be an easy task by any stretch. But quite honestly, when I hear him talk, I feel like he's already hit the ground running. I don't think this isn't a guy who just stepped into it. I think he's actually been watching that also, understanding the market, the task at hand, and it sounds like the pieces are in place at the moment for what he wants to do.
The Cardinals are very fortunate to get Chaim Bloom at this stage of his career because Chaim.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bloom was a huge part of an amazing story in Tampa Bay where, you know, since 2008, the Rays have played in as many World Series as the Cardinals and the Yankees, despite having like the 28th, 29th payroll every year. And so Chaim Bloom understands the absolute necessity for draft and development. But when I say that he's coming to the Cardinals are fortunate to get him at this time because he has that really, really strong beyond reproach track record as someone who knows how to draft and develop players. This Red Sox team this year, Chaim Bloom guys all over the field, right? Even though he got fired towards the end of 2023, Chaim Bloom guys all over the field. In fact, two other prospects that he drafted were traded to the White Sox for Garrett Crochet. All over the field. This is 2025. Chaim Bloom's impact is still there in a positive way. But he was in a situation where it was pretty thankless. He had inherited the entire front office. A lot of those guys resented him. He wasn't one of them. He didn't work for Dave Dombrowski. He didn't work for Ben Charrington before that. The owner kept changing his mind. The owner told him, I want you to draft and develop and build a farm system, and we got to get under the luxury tax threshold. He did all those things with flying colors, but the owner, couldn't stand the fact they're getting criticized for this or that. And, you know, he got mad. He threw a tantrum. He ordered Chaim Bloom to trade Mookie Betts. He ordered him to do a lot of other things. The things he hired him to do, he did. But he could not, Chaim Bloom could not overcome the politics or an owner who's changing his mind every 15 minutes. So the reason I say the Cardinals are fortunate is because Chaim Bloom learned a lot from that really miserable experience in Boston. And the interesting thing about Chaim Bloom is usually the owner of a team will interview a job candidate. And of course, Bill DeWitt III interviewed him. But to me, he came here in effect 2 years in advance before he would get the job because he wanted to see every aspect of the organization and how the people are, how dedicated they are, who's smart, how they're running things, what's messed up, what's good. You used the word audit, total audit. And Chaim Bloom was interviewing the Cardinals. It wasn't the other way around. You know what I'm saying? Because they need him desperately. And he and Bill DeWitt are 100% in alignment about what needs to be done at this time. And I know I'm going on long, but let me just say this. When I talked to Bill DeWitt about a lot of times through the years, he says, you know, we got to draft and develop. The game's going in a different way. We have got to make sure we're strong there. And people say, oh, it won't be cheap. No, They've always had stars. And what his philosophy, which has worked when he puts it into play, strong draft and develop, especially starting pitching. And then when you get to the point where you have enough of that, but you're saving money because you have all these young players cost controlled, then you can go out and then you can make sure you have your stars and spend money. And when I talked to Bill DeWitt last fall, I said, well, yeah, I know you love the Chaim Bloom background because of the draft and development. And he cut politely. He says, yeah, there's one difference though. The Cardinals are all about having stars. And I always will want to have. So when we get this thing up and running again, when it's because we're going to have payroll efficiency with all the young players coming up, then we're going to go do what we have to do. And people say, "Oh yeah." Well, he's already done it many times over. I mean, take a look at all the people they acquired from outside the organization. Cooperstown Hall of Famers, Cardinals Hall of Famers, Arenado, Goldschmidt. I mean, just Chris Carpenter. I mean, on and on and on. They have always been about stars, and they will be about stars because the Tampa Bay model is not enough for DeWitt. He believes, no, the Cardinals need star players. We've always been about that. So it's a really good pairing. It's a really good fit. Heim Bloom's not going to, I heard you earlier, Heim Bloom's not going to get everything done in, you know, 1 year, 2 years, but he's off to a really great start with the minor leagues. They made great progress already. I would just ask, you know, why don't you give him a chance? You know, I mean, did you want to continue doing this crap that we've watched the last 3-4 years? I didn't want to watch that. So
no, I'm ready for the new era. I really am. And it is underway. And Bernie Miklas, as always, you did perfect. That was the perfect way to wrap the show. Love talking to you, man. And let's catch up real soon. Thank you, as always, brother, for the visit on Sports on a Sunday Morning.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
For our producer, Drew Young, I'm Tom Ackerman. Enjoy your day. We'll talk to you soon.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.